This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, working and employment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of working and employment. When we look at the Islamic teachings, we see that in Islam, it is important to work and it gives importance to the work that you like. And everyone, the talent that they have, they should choose a profession according to the talents that they have. Because when they choose a profession according to their own talent, this is when they're using, where they're using their talents. This is where they are putting their most efforts, and we have the better outcomes with the less input. And that's what Islam talks about. That's what Islam says. And there is nothing to shy in working. We generally perceive that if person is not, for example, a banker or a lawyer or a doctor, and he does not have a good profession, as in the material life or the worldly life people think, and he works something nominal, he do not have a good status in the society, whereas Islam does not talk about the status. And Islam does not give any importance to the level of the person who's working. In Islam, the higher status is for the one who is most God-fearing. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The taqwa is the base of the nobility in the Islam. A person is noble who is the most muttaqi, or who is the most God-fearing, and not the profession. If a person is a doctor, maybe he's a scholar, maybe he's a delivery man, delivering a pizza maybe, or he's working in a store as a normal associate. But if that person do not have ethics, if that person does not pay attention towards the taqwa, then obviously he does not have any value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of working and employment, and we said that in Islam, the important thing is to work and not the type of work. The type of work means that whether a person is a manager or just a simple associate, a floor manager or person who's just working at the cash point, maybe a person is working as a delivery man, maybe someone who's working with the council who clean the streets, maybe he have any kind of profession, but because he's working, that is important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is important in the Islamic teachings. Islam pays attention towards the working and not the type of work. In the type of work means the honor does not come with the type of work that a person is doing. Rather, it comes with the hard working that we have. And on top of that, the person must be a God-fearing. We have a story in the history that Abdul A'la, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he saw Imam Sadiq in the streets of Medina. It was a hot summer day and he was working and he was selling some things and walking in the streets. And therefore he came to Imam and he said, "Oh Imam, you are the son of Prophet. You should not do this. And people like you should stay at home and they should order us or the others to do this for you. And you do not need anything. You do not need to provide sustenance for your family. There are many people who can serve you." And then Imam said to him that, "Oh Abdul A'la, if you want the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, then kharajtu fi talab ar-rizq. It is necessary to go out in order to gain some sustenance, some income. لِأَسْتَغْنِيَ بِهِ عَنْ مِثْلِكَ, so that Allah will make me free of people like you who think like this. I don't want to be someone who orders others and he himself does not do anything. It is the work that the others are doing. What am I doing? I need to pay my own portion. I need to have my own portion of working in my life, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.